This is News Talk.
Well, at least four or five of the papers this morning have that incident in Kilkenny yesterday. The Irish Sun, manhunt after attack on jogger 17. The Irish Daily Star, teen girl fights off attacker. The Irish Daily Mirror, teen girl fights off attacker. Same headline there. And the Irish Daily Mail, teenage girl attacked while out for a walk. Ian Begley writing, a teenage girl has been left traumatised after she was attacked by a man while out walking in a rural lane in County Kilkenny yesterday afternoon. According to sources, the schoolgirl who lives in the locality was grabbed by a male who was aged in his 40s and was carrying a sharp implement. And the paper saying, obviously, manhunt was initiated after that absolutely frightening incident. So many people shocked by this, and I'm sure there'll be more on that investigation later on today. The Irish Examiner goes with Leaving Cert to return to its usual format. Students will sit a traditional Leaving Cert exam this summer, but there will be some elements of choice. This is the big thing that Minister Norma Foley is going to say to her cabinet members later on this morning. The government is going to dismiss student demands, according to the Examiner, for a hybrid model and will instead press ahead with a largely traditional exam in a bid to address grade inflation. And of course, today is CAO deadline day. We'll have more about that on breakfast briefing here in a few moments. But the three government leaders met last night to discuss the options available, and Norma Foley, the Minister, going to Cabinet today to say let's have a pretty much normal Leaving Cert with a bit of added element of choice to it. Of course, the champagne party, or rather actually the sparkling wine party, because apparently it was sparkling wine at the Department of Foreign Affairs, not champagne, but that dominates the Irish Independent. It reproduces the controversial photograph, the now infamous selfie of the party that took place at the Department of Foreign Affairs in June 2020 while the rest of the country was in lockdown. And the Irish Independent headline, a toast, a tweet and a political storm inside the champagne party. And it tells us that the former Secretary General at the Department of Foreign Affairs has agreed to make a €2,000 donation to charity as a review into the party revealed fresh details on the controversial gathering. The review found Niall Burgess facilitated the breach of social distancing guidelines that occurred at Ivy House. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney will hope the review draws a line under the controversy which has dogged him for a month, according to the Indo. And Minister Simon Coveney will be on News Talk Breakfast, so we look forward to hearing what he has to say about all of that. The main story on the Irish Times is a story from across the water about Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson facing fresh calls for his resignation from Conservative MPs last night after it emerged that police are investigating 12 parties at Downing Street during lockdown. Now, I heard on the BBC this morning driving in that Tory MPs are rallying around Boris Johnson and seem to be supporting him. Then other news reports say that he's facing calls from within his own party to resign. We'll talk about this shortly here on a breakfast briefing, but it's interesting. It would seem overnight some have decided that they are going to support Boris Johnson. Now, as you heard Ciara Kelly say, they'll be talking on News Talk Breakfast about the price of a stamp going up. The paper is this morning covering that. Not great timing, of course, with the cost of living going up. The idea that a stamp will go up. It'll be €1.25, according to the Mail, for a stamp, and an international stamp is going to go from €2 to €2.20, which is a 10% rise. But interesting, staying with the postal service, the Daily Telegraph this morning, we're talking about the price of stamps going up here. Across the water, the stamp as we know it is going to be replaced with a version designed to bring the process into the digital age. So in the UK, QR codes are going to be attached onto the stamp so that when you get, this is amazing, when you get a letter in the post, you can scan the stamp. Scan the QR code on the stamp and watch videos and get greetings from people. Talk about, you know, top level technology. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. I imagine the price of the stamp might go up even more if we start adding QR codes to them here and people watching videos on stamps. Now, today is the 1st of February. It is St. Bridget's Day, and the Irish Independent says, rather controversially, it's not officially spring yet, but tell that to the birds and bees that have awoken early. Now, I always grew up saying that the 1st of February was the 1st of spring. And I suppose growing up in Kildare, we always associated St. Bridget's Day as the first day of spring. Indo says it's not actually spring yet. But what the paper does say is that wildlife this year appears to be more alive at an earlier stage, because the first frog spawn has been spotted, the first primroses have blossomed, and bumblebees are already out in search of early flowers. So spring definitely has sprung, it would seem. If you're interested in flying and travel, well, the Times of London says this morning that passengers face years of masks on flights. So the idea of sticking on a mask on a plane, that's going to be one of the last restrictions to be dropped globally, and it could remain in place for years. Different rules around the world will make it nigh on impossible for airlines to move individually in allowing passengers to travel without covering. So what they're saying is, because countries all have different rules about masks, social distancing, public transport, all that stuff, the airlines look like they're just going to keep masks in place. Mind you, I've had a few flights where I feel kind of sick a day or two after, so I don't mind the idea of a mask on a plane. And final story for you, staying with the Times of London, all this talk about Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and Spotify recently, people might be thinking, well, is there much interest in their music? It turns out young people are no longer cringing at their parents' musical tastes, because golden oldies dominate streaming services and record purchases. Music industry data shows a turning away from the latest releases. Young people not into new music, it would seem, far more interested in looking up Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen. They accounted for 70% of album consumption across America last year, and at the same time, consumption of new music fell for the first time. So out with the new, in with the old, it would seem.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.